Phil Gambini of Investigative Post is joining us live this morning to talk about economic uncertainty for the Seneca Nation here in Western New York. It's something that kind of has been under the radar, it seems, Phil. What has the coronavirus pandemic meant to the nation?
Well, by all accounts, Susan, the nation has done well. Each loss of life is obviously a tragedy, but there's been 16 positive cases on the Seneca Nation territory, and there's been five deaths. And when you take into account the national picture, the Seneca Nation has done okay in curtailing the virus.
When it comes to the economic safety and security of the Seneca Nation, though, they've had to have taken quite a hit with the closings of all their casino and hotel properties locally.
That's right, Brian. The hotels and the casinos have been closed for 3 months, and those are the main drivers of the Seneca Nation economy. What it's important for people to understand is those private enterprises fund public infrastructure on the Seneca Nation territory. So the gains that have been made since casinos have been opened are in some respect jeopardized by the uncertainty of whether or not patrons will return to the casinos in the numbers that we saw pre-pandemic.
And does the, you know, as well as the nation does that trickle down to each member of the Seneca Nation? Do they receive monthly payments?
They do, and they've been adjusted to the tune. They've been reduced by about $200 in light of this uncertainty. And as well, I'd note that there's no hard wall between the state and city economy and the Seneca Nation economy. They have a $262 million annualized payroll, and they employ 5,800 people, which makes them one of the largest employers in Western New York.
So looking at all of that, you can kind of see why the push is on and they decided now to start that slow reopening of the casinos.
Right, but they're doing so in a very conservative and phased approach, which they say by their own admission. There's reduced capacity, there's no table games, there's temperature screenings, and perhaps most notably, there's no smoking inside any of the resorts or casinos at this time.
What about something else like school on the Seneca Nation? How has that been impacted?
Well, like students across New York State, Seneca Nation students were not going to school at the end of the year, and they had to undertake remote learning. But communications infrastructure is problematic still, even with some of the gains that the Seneca Nation has made. So the government had to set up Wi-Fi hotspots. Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong Sr. told us. To accommodate these students because the technology infrastructure just wasn't there.
Phil, we appreciate the update this morning. You can read the full story over at investigativepost.org. That's Investigative Post writer Phil Gambini.